I am an African. I owe my being to the hills and the valleys, the mountains and the glades, the rivers, the deserts, the trees, the flowers, the seas, and the ever-changing seasons that define the face of our native land. The dramatic shapes of the dragon's back, the soil-colored waters of the Ligwa, Igqili, Nothukela. I know that none dare challenge me when I say I am an African. I owe my being to the koi and the sun whose desolate souls haunt the great expanses of the beautiful Cape. They were the first to lose their lives in the struggle to defend our freedom and independence, and they who as a people perished in the result. I am formed of the migrants who left Europe to find a new home on our native land. In my veins courses the blood of the Malay slaves who came from the East. Their proud dignity informs my bearing, their culture a part of my essence. I am an African. I am the grandchild of the warrior men and women that entrenched Ikhukhuni land. Patriots at Cetshwayo and Mpepu took to battle. The soldiers Mushweshwe and Ngungunyane taught never to dishonor the cause of freedom. My mind and my knowledge of myself is formed by the victories that are the jewels in our African crown. The victories we earned from Isandlwane to Khartoum as Ethiopians, as the Ashanti of Ghana, as the Berbers of the desert. I am the grandchild who lays flowers on the Boer graves at St. Helena, the Bahamas, and the Froe Monument. I come of those who were transported from India and China, whose being resided in the fact solely that they were able to provide physical labor, who taught me that we could both be at home and be foreign, who taught me that human existence itself demanded that freedom was a necessary condition for that human existence. Being part of all of these people, and in the knowledge that none dares contest that assertion, I shall claim that I'm an African. I have seen our country torn asunder as these, all of whom are my people, engage one another in a titanic battle. I know what it signifies when race and color are used to determine who is human and who subhuman. I am an African.